This sermon is brought to you by Shofar Christian Church. We hope that you will be blessed by this message. Our audio and video sermons are also available on Shofar TV to download and share.
We have not just been saved from sin and death. We have been empowered to overcome sin and death. Overcome as opposed to? The one thing is, he who overcomes will inherit all this. And I will be his God and he will be my son. As opposed to? It reads, but the cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, the sexual immoral, those who practice magic arts, the idolaters and all liars, their place will be in the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death. So you see, the ones who overcome as opposed to three things. The cowardly, in other words, those who give in to fear. There are those who overcome, who will inherit everything, and I will be their God, and they will be my son, as opposed to the cowardly who gives in to fear. Fear of man, fear of the world, fear of death. It's very interesting. In the end, remember Revelation, I don't have the slide there, but you should know this. In the end, they overcome him by the blood of the Lamb, the word of their testimony, and they did not fear their lives unto death. You see, those who overcome will inherit everything and I will be their God and they will be my son, as opposed to the cowardly who fear death, who fear man, and who do not overcome. That's the first. The second is the unbelieving. Those who do not believe, that's kind of obvious. Those who overcome will inherit everything, and I will be their God, and they will be my son, as opposed to those who do not believe. Who do not believe who I am, that I exist, and that I'm a rewarder of those who earnestly seek after me. And then thirdly, overcoming as opposed to those who continue in sin. The murderers, the vile, the sexual immoral, those who practice magic arts, idolaters and liars, those who continue in sin. Those who overcome as opposed to the cowardly, the unbelieving, and those who continue in sin. Jesus overcame sin and death, and he called us to overcome sin and death. That's part of the gospel. And with that, I'm going to overcome sin and death so that you can overcome sin and death. With that comes a great promise. He who overcomes will inherit all this, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. To enable to overcome, it requires a great faith and not giving in to the temptations and the reality of what the devil might throw at us through this life. You know, one of the reasons I love God and following him is because Christianity is not for sissies. Christianity is not for sissies. It is not for the cowardly. It's not for the unbelieving. It's not for those who give in. But it is for those who overcome. Christianity is not for sissies. In this life, if you follow Christ, you will have tribulation. But be of a good cheer. He has already overcome the world. God is raising his children not to be pansies. You must understand something about God. He says, you know, I'm almighty, all powerful, I'm holy, but I want you to call me Father. You are my children. You are my own. And I want you to become like my son, like Jesus, who is not a pansy. I want you to overcome. This is who I am. One of God's covenant names is, you know, I'm the commander of the army of the heavenly hosts. God cannot be overcome. He overcomes. This is who God is. And he says, you're my children. I want to raise you to become like me. Not sissies. Not cowards. Not unbelieving or compromising. I want you to become overcomers. Like me. And he who overcomes will inherit all things. I will be his God, and he will be my son. This is the heart of God. But Christianity is not for sissies. Make no mistake about it. It's a battle going on. But he wants us as his children to overcome. Here in 1 John 2 verse 14 says, I write to you young men because you are strong and the word of God abides in you and you have overcome the evil one. Because you have overcome the evil one. The devil is defeated, but he wants to take us down with him. So there is a constant battle around us, the temptation to sin and the temptation to fear and to compromise and ultimately to give up. That's the devil. He wants to take us with him because he's already lost the battle. So he's trying to take as many possible with us through the temptation of sin, the temptation of fear and compromise and just to give up. Just give up. So the devil will throw the world at you to get you back into bondage. But we have to overcome. That's what we're called to do. In 2 Peter 2 verse 19 to 21, do not be deceived. They promise them freedom, but they themselves are slaves of corruption. For whatever overcomes a person, he is enslaved. To that he is enslaved. For if after we have escaped the defilement of the world through the knowledge of our Lord Jesus, they are again entangled in the world and overcome by the world, the last state has become worse for them than the first. For it would have been better for them never to have known the way of righteousness than after knowing it, turn back from the holy commandment delivered to them. You see, it's a battle. It's a constant reality that we are called to overcome and that the devil is after us to compromise, to give up, to be tempted by sin, to be tempted by fear, and to compromise. And if we are not aware of the scheme and we do not stand against the schemes of the devil and we do not stand in what we will get to, what God has given us to overcome, make no mistake about it, he's after you and me to overcome us. So it is a battle. It is a battle. Do not believe those who tell you it's not. It starts off by saying, they promise them freedom, but they themselves are slaves of corruption. No, it is battle. But the battle is already won. And he has called us to overcome. But he has not just called us to overcome. He has empowered us to overcome. So we are not just called to do something that is impossible. Yes, in our own strength and our own ability, it is impossible, but because of him, his victory and his spirit living within us, empowering us, he's given us everything that we need for life and godliness so that we can overcome. And that's why he says, but he who overcomes will inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. So do not be fooled. The devil wants us to give in and give up. But God has given us everything we need for life and godliness to overcome Satan and darkness. In Romans 12 verse 21, it says, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. This is how you overcome darkness. You bring in the light. This is how you overcome evil. Now it might not seem wise in this world, but it's God's wisdom. It might be foolishness, but it's the wisdom of God. So how do we overcome the world? There's three things I want to mention this morning because of time, lest the sleep overcomes you. First, we overcome him through God in you. It's the most powerful way we overcome. The way we overcome darkness, fear, temptation, is through God in you, in me. We read here in 1 John 4 verse 4 says, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them because he who is in you is greater than he was in the world. It's this whole concept of light coming into the darkness, and darkness cannot overcome it. It's like when you switch on that light at night and darkness flee, because light has come into the darkness and darkness cannot overcome you. Now that light is living in you, in me. So he has already given us the ability to overcome in the midst of darkness, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the darkness. So one of the most powerful things to overcome is with God in us. And he lives within us through the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit empowers us to overcome sin. Romans 8 verse 9 says, "But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his. And if the Spirit is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal body through his Spirit who dwells in you. Therefore, brethren, we are not debtors to live in darkness." We are not debtors to live to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. "For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live." Galatians 5 verse 16 says, "But I say, walk in the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh." You see, he's already given us everything that we need to overcome sin and darkness, because he's in us. But that's another sermon. The Holy Spirit empowers us, teaches us to overcome sin. So I want to encourage you to grow in your relationship with the Holy Spirit. But I have to leave it there for another sermon. The second reality that God has granted us to overcome is the fact that we overcome through his word. We overcome through his word. This is 1 John 2 verse 14 says, "I write to you, young men, because you are strong and the word of God abides in you." And the word of God abides in you. And you have overcome the evil one. And it's very interesting. Every time the devil tempted Jesus, Jesus' response was, "It is written." It is written. There's something powerful about the word of God in light of temptation and darkness. The devil himself. There's something powerful about the word of God. Ephesians talks about the armor of God. Remember that? Finally, be strong, because you're not a pansy. Be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. You see, there's something when we move from being in ourselves to being in Christ and realizing what he has done for us and what he has given us. So therefore, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh or blood, but against rulers, against authorities, against cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, which that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all, to stand firm. Stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes on your feet, having put on the readiness to given by the gospel of peace, in all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take on the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. You see, in the whole armor of God, the only offensive weapon, the only offensive part of this whole armor in which we are called to be strong and to stand and to overcome, is the sword, which is the word of the Spirit. How do we overcome him? By his strength, his might, his power within us, and the word of God. The Word of God is what gives us the victory. And then thirdly, something else that God has given us to overcome with is our faith. We're overcoming with our faith. We read in 1 John 5 verse 4, for everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. Everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world. Our faith. Faith in God and faith in His Word overcomes the world. Faith in God that He has done it for us, our victory is in Him, and faith in that, but then also faith in His Word and what it declares it to be. It's like the Word of God declares that we have victory. So you need to have faith in God's Word that you have the victory. It all forms part of the same thing. You can't take one of these things out. Then everything fails. And so we're overcoming by our faith. We're overcoming in the faith in God and in His Word. Faith that God exists and that He's a rewarder of those who diligently seeking. Faith in His Word that His promises are true. That what He says is true. Because the devil will always give you the alternative. From the beginning in the fall, did God really say, did God really mean, now let me give you an alternative. You're only going to overcome him by saying, no, it is written. If you have faith in what is written. So you need to have faith. That's why whoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith. Romans 6 verse 1 talks about the reality of our victory and the necessity of faith in what God has done and what God has said He has done. It starts off by saying, we know. We know we've come to believe. It's not just a belief, it's an experience. We've come to know that our old self was crucified with Him in order that the body of sin might be done away with, be brought to nothing, so that we should no longer be enslaved to sin. I don't have to be overcome by sin and temptation of sin, because my old man and flesh has been crucified with Christ, and I'm no longer a slave to sin. So when the temptation comes and say, but you are a sinner, this is what you do, you cannot help but to sin, you can say, it is written, I have died with Christ. My old man is crucified. I don't have to be a slave to sin anymore. And the devil will say, yeah, but did he really mean? Did he really say that? Did he really mean that actually? That's where faith comes. Then you say, well, it is written that my old self was crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be done away with, be brought to nothing, that we should no longer be slaves to sin, for the one who has died has been set free from sin. Now, if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with Him. And we know through faith and experience that Christ being raised from the dead will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over Him. For the death that He died to sin once and for all. But the life that He lives to God. Then comes faith. So you also must consider yourself to be dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. You must have faith in this. But when you have faith in this, when temptation of sin comes, you can say, you know what? I don't have to sin anymore. I don't have to be a slave to this anymore. I've been set free from this. Satan, it is written. But we must believe it. So in conclusion, the band knows what that means. 1 Corinthians 10 verse 13 says, and this is so powerful. It says, no temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful. In the midst of this war going on, God is faithful. Because you are His child. And remember, the whole purpose of leaving the devil here is so that we can learn to overcome. But while we do, God is watching over you and me. Not so much to see whether we succeed or fail, but to make sure we have everything we need to succeed. So he says, no temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful. He will not allow you to be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, he will also provide a way of escape that you may be able to endure it. This devil that is wounded, this buck that the lioness has brought to the cups, if it's too lively, he just gives her a clap again. So don't worry about the devil. He's already defeated. God will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you're able. He wants you to overcome. He's given us everything that we need. All that we need to do is to believe that he who's in us is greater than he who's in the world. To believe his word. And to have faith in him and his word. With those three things, you will overcome him. And all his promises will be your inheritance. And he will be your God. And you will be his son. He wants us to share in Christ's inheritance. He has eternal possession for us. Do not let the world, man, fear, or temptation rob you from that possession. It's yours. It's yours. Don't let anything distract you or tempt you away from it. You are able to overcome. Everything in this world, everything man, temptation, or the devil can throw at you. But don't let it rob you from that eternal possession. Do not listen to the people around you or what the devil might lie to you. Do not listen to the people around you or what the devil might lie to you. You have a possession. It's yours. Just walk in what God has already given you to overcome. Remember the spies that went into the promised land, Caleb and Joshua, the two guys. Don't let man or the devil rob you from that possession. Here in Numbers 13 verse 30, then Caleb, when all the people said, no, it is impossible. Then Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and take possession, for we are well able to overcome. Oh, there's giants there in fortified cities, and they've got armor, and we've been walking in the desert for 40 years, and we have sticks and stones. But we have something they don't. We have God in our midst, and we are well able. So don't let man or the devil rob you from your possession. Go take it. Go overcome the challenges in your life. And I don't know what is your challenges. I don't know whether it's sin or fear or the deceitfulness of riches. I don't know what it is you're struggling with. But you are well able to overcome it. That I do know. If you will only believe. If you will only believe. Why? Because God's word declares it. That's why. Little children, 1 John 4 verse 4, I'll end with this scripture. Little children, you are from God and have overcome them. For he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. Amen. Amen. Father, we thank you. Lord, we thank you that you have given us your Son. You sent him into the darkness that overcame us, kept us enslaved and in bondage. Lord, you came into darkness to break the chains of sin and death and fear that kept us there, Lord. You set us free with love and compassion and mercy and grace. And empowered us with your Spirit, gave us great promises and inheritance, eternal life, but more than that, being a co-heir with you for eternity. Oh Lord, I pray that we will not be deceived and kept in bondage in this world, but walk in the freedom that you have given us through your Son and the Spirit that lives within us. Lord, I want to pray for each and every person here this morning, Lord. Whatever bondage you are struggling with, whatever you need to overcome in your life, whether it's fear or sin or the temptation of riches, whatever it is, why don't you put your faith in God? Why don't you just, in your own time, as all the eyes are closed, I'm not going to ask for an altar call, because we all have things to overcome. Why don't you just bring those things? Holy Spirit, I pray that you will bring to mind the things that we need to overcome. The things that deceives us back into this world and not into the light. Lord, I pray that, Holy Spirit, you will open our hearts and our minds, Lord, whether it's our intellect or our emotion or our physical frailty, Lord, whatever it might be, Lord, that hinders us from stepping out of darkness into light. Lord, I pray, Holy Spirit, that you will reveal this to us and that we may have the faith and the humility to come before you and say, Lord, I have this mountain. I have this giant. I have this Red Sea in front of me. I have the Egyptians coming after me. But I have you and your word, Lord. I pray that you will give me the faith to overcome it. And I pray that you just bring that, whatever it is, just bring it to the Lord. So, Lord, this is my Red Sea. This is my Goliath. This is the Egyptian army after me. But God, I pray and I thank you that you have given me everything I need to overcome. Oh, even though it makes no sense, it's not an armor, but a sling. It's only 5 stones. It's only 2 fish and 5 loaves. It's not enough, God, but that's all I've got. But I thank you, God, that with you, nothing is impossible. So I want to pray, just bring that to the Lord. And ask him to teach you. Oh, like he did with David. When he was in the field, but the word of God says, David writes, he says, you taught my fingers for war. You trained me. Oh, it might just be a lion and a bear in this world, but when you face that Goliath, you will not be afraid because he's already prepared you. So Lord, I pray for every heart that prays this morning, that humbles themselves with their giants and their seas. Lord, I pray that you will prepare them and send them lions and bears. Oh Lord, that they may learn to overcome so that they can also overcome the giants in their life. Because that is what you call us to. So I thank you for that, Lord.
Thank you for listening. Remember that our sermon audio and videos are also available on Shofar TV. Go to www.shofaronline.tv to download and share.